Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic to get a date. We were a little bit disappointed. If I was a betting man, I probably would have bet maybe on the 12th of April, but look, it's the 26th of April and we'll take it, you know. Glad to be back. A bit of certainty there with it, Aidan, you know.
And as captain of the club, it's obviously a big part of your life as well. So how have the last few weeks been, and really the whole year?
Yeah, well, it's been difficult. I mean, the business of the club still has to go on, you know. We have office staff and we've core staff, and you know, ultimately we are a business, albeit a members club, and we have to take the necessary commercial decisions that are required by any business when we're closed. We did have a few volunteers on committee. We had plenty of Zoom meetings and all that type of stuff, and we took the opportunity to introduce a new office and booking system, which will be ready to roll out before we open. Previously, we had an office system. There was five different applications that didn't necessarily talk to each other, but we've gone with one application now. It's ClubNet, a fully Irish-owned company run by Irish people who are golfers themselves, so we're really looking forward to that. Another area we looked at was new members. Like a lot of golf clubs, we've been losing members over the past maybe 10 years, since the recession really. But we feel that golf is becoming popular again, and we're looking to capitalise on that. We've introduced, traditionally we would have had an 18-month membership to the end of December. We've brought it forward a little bit this year. We're hoping that we'll get a bit of a COVID bounce. Yes, we're open for members, particularly looking for under-35s, and we've a great deal for them.
And what kind of membership numbers have you got there at the minute?
Well, men, women and children, we have 951. I know this actually because we were changing over the system. We have 750 adult members.
And as you mentioned, for the last 10 years, there has been this slow decline really in participation numbers and particularly membership figures, not just for the likes of Cortown, but all over the country. Golf clubs like yourselves have put an awful lot of work to get those numbers back up. And, you know, we were starting to see an increase for the last couple of years. Do you think that COVID will have an impact on that now, that, you know, somebody mightn't have played now for a year and might just think, ah, sack this, I won't go out again and I won't pay my fees?
Well, yes, that is a possibility, but I'm pretty hopeful as they look out the window here at the sunshine, and with the Masters starting next weekend, people will be fairly positive towards it. Yeah, I'm pretty hopeful that that'll be a little bit of a, as I call it, a COVID bounce, that people will return to golf.
And it is a gorgeous day out there at the minute, a perfect day for a game of golf, as we were saying. So is it frustration knowing that, you know, you're looking out there on literally acres of space where, you know, I could be over there, you could be literally fields away. We're not allowed to do that, even if it is just 2 weeks away.
Yeah, look, Aidan, there's no doubt it is frustrating, but I suppose, you know, it is a pandemic, and in terms of what has happened to people's livelihood and indeed people's lives, you know, we just got to put it into perspective. It is a sport, it is a pastime. You know, I'm looking onward and upwards and looking forward to the 26th.
You mentioned it is kind of a business there as well. Last month, we got the announcement of a funding boost for golf clubs right around the country. That was under the Sport Ireland Club Resilience Fund. And look, it's no surprise to anybody that, you know, when you have a massive course like that, 950 people potentially accessing it, that's going to take a lot of money to keep running. You guys picked up, I think, 20,000 from that fund. So will that go far in keeping everything in place, or is that just kind of a drop in the ocean?
Well, okay, it's a little more than a drop in the ocean, but in terms of our budget, it is relatively small. Having said that, it allows us to invest in a bit of machinery, and which is badly needed because of the decline in numbers over the past few years. I guess our own machinery maybe has aged a little bit, so it allows us to develop that end of the course. Yeah.
Will you guys now have to fundraise, you know, when things start to open up again, to just keep everything going?
Well, I think we'd be okay because we have managed our costs fairly well. There's always ongoing fundraising. For instance, at the moment, we have a very good junior program run by our vice-captain, Adrian Copeland from Goree here. He has organized the fundraising for the US Masters, where you can, you can pick your winners. So, yeah, we did that last year as well. Well, last October, November, I think the Masters was on, and it was quite successful. So, yes, that type of fundraising is going on.
Yeah, that's the Golf Club Masters sweep that you did in November there for the last iteration of the tournament. It's coming back again next week?
Correct, yeah. And we just launched it today, actually.
Brilliant. And, so how does that work then?
Yeah, well, basically you pick six players out of different categories. I guess at the end, depending on their finishing position, decides who wins the overall prize, which in this case is a fantastic new Spider putter.
Spider, that's the same one that Rory uses, is it?
Correct. And we've other prizes sponsored by our own Dominic Smith Electrical here in Gorey, which we're very thankful for.
Brilliant. I'm sure that'll bring plenty of people in anyway, and especially, you know, if Rory manages to do well. Do you give him any chance going into Augusta?
Well, I think that depends on his new coach. Listen, Rory's a fantastic player. I guess, you know, like for us all, but particularly at that level, golf is a head game, and if his head is in the right place at the time, sure. I mean, he is fantastic. If he can get the putter working, who knows what'll happen.
And who else do you like for the tournament?
Well, Jordan Spieth, he's coming good. I'd be always a big fan of Tommy Fleetwood. I tend to shy away from maybe the likes of DJ and that. He's number one. He's always going to be there or thereabouts. But I'd like to see the likes of Tommy Fleetwood make a move on it. I'd be pretty happy from a US point of view for Jordan Spieth to be back in it.
Great stuff. We'll definitely hold you to all those predictions anyway, okay?
don't back any of them based on my predictions.
No, we certainly won't. Well, listen, we'll stick to more local matters anyway, which you might have a bit more authority over. You know, you have that wonderful ladies team in Corktown as well, still celebrating that All-Ireland win in 2019, I hope.
Yeah.
Can you see any of those provincial and national competitions getting back up and running?
Yeah, well, we certainly have had notification from Golf Ireland, and they have put in dates and all that. Now, we haven't received the protocols from Golf Ireland yet. They have put in provisional dates commencing in May, but whether we'll be allowed to have competitions in May and travel to different clubs and all that remains to be seen. But I guess they will bring in some format of inter-club competition, maybe later in the year.
And I suppose the gender issue has been something that has been thrown at golf for the last number of decades, really. But Corktown is somewhere where that equality really is on show. I mean, you've got your own lady captain there, Anne Morgan. And as I mentioned, you know, a really successful ladies team there as well. So you've really got the balance right there.
Well, I think so, yeah. You know, we try and follow the recommendations in terms of a balance on committees with the 30-30-40 rule. 30% men, 30% women, and then mix it up after that. We have a very good executive committee and a strong ladies representation, including our very own honorary secretary, Mary Osborne. So we've a good team there, a good mixture of talent.
And as you said there, you're looking for mainly under 35s to join the club now. Do you see that young people are starting to get more involved with golf?
Well, I think they are, but can I prove this? No, but I'm of the belief that when golf clubs were very busy and very full, we probably didn't pay any attention to a junior program, and we're suffering because of that now. For instance, I said to you that we've roughly 750 adult members. Only 50 of them are under 35, which is quite telling. But as I say, we have fantastic junior program there for the last couple of years. We've 50, 60, 70 kids out on the course over the summer months. You know, I think that will pay dividends to us in a short few years. Now, I would like to see them mix it up with different sports, but yeah, golf should certainly be there for them. Even if they get a bit of coaching when they're a kid, and if they leave it for a couple of years, when they come back to it, the coaching from their early days will have paid huge dividends.
I'm sure it will. Well, listen, Vincent, yeah, You've been brilliant with your time there. Just to finish up, I'm sure plenty of people will be getting the golf bags out, will be raring to go on April 26th. Just tell us what kind of procedures will be in place at the club there for anybody who does want to head up.
Okay, well, the procedures, we haven't been issued the protocols, as I said earlier, from Golf Ireland, but I make an educated guess that the procedures will be two households only on a line, and for us that'll mean either two people or three people. We probably won't allow four people out together because that would slow down play too much for the two balls. Anybody playing will have to register beforehand, will have to be on the timesheet, and they will have to check in before play. The clubhouse, maybe the locker room will be opened. We haven't been told that yet, but certainly the other facilities in the club will be closed. Look, we probably only have 9 holes available for the first 2 weeks because the demand will be so high, and we want to be fair to everybody and get everybody out and enjoying themselves. But look, I'm looking forward to getting out there myself. I know all the other members are, and look, we can't wait. We're chomping at the bit in